Looks like Labor Day refreshed the stock market. Plus, Congress is on a collision course with money. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. In early trading today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up more than 300 points, and the NASDAQ Composite Index was also, along with the S&P 500, up more than 2%. The guardians of interest rates meet next week and have the authority to start raising rates. Sarah House is economist at Wells Fargo Securities. She has this forecast.
I think that there's a pretty good chance that the Fed will raise rates at next week's September meeting. So that comes from the continued progress we've seen in the labor market, including the job gains that we saw last month in August, which tend to be underreported, but also the continued decline in the unemployment rate.
Yet more market players this morning seem to be embracing risk in their portfolios with the purchase of stock today.
We've been zero for so long. I think that the shift upward, markets might be thinking that we'll see rates rise faster than I think what the Fed has currently outlined. So there's some nervousness over how high rates ultimately might go, given that the growth rate of both the U.S. economy and the global economy are still relatively sluggish when we compare it to a historical basis.
Economist Sarah House at Wells Fargo Securities. Members of Congress go back to work today after the summer recess, and there's a big stack of work lying in wait. Everything from sorting out how to pay the government's bills to debating the legal limit on how much the government can borrow, the debt ceiling. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams joins us from our Washington Bureau. Tell me more about what's in Congress's inbox.
Most of the oxygen on Capitol Hill this week is going to be sucked up by the Iran nuclear deal. The White House already has the support it needs to support its veto if Congress pushes through some sort of legislation to say no to this deal. But at the same time, Congress also has to worry about a looming deadline on September 30th, which is when they have to fund the government in order to avoid a shutdown.
Yeah, only about a dozen legislative days before then. And what has to get done by then?
Well, what was supposed to have already been done is that Congress needed to pass 12 appropriations bills, none of which have made it through both houses. More likely, it's going to be some kind of continuing resolution that gets passed to temporarily fund the government.
Because nobody wants a government shutdown.
Especially not the Republican leadership in Congress. They still remember the terrible PR snafu they had after the 2013 government shutdown over Obamacare. Still, there are some Republicans in Congress, including several of those running for president, who want to link the funding of the government to the defunding of Planned Parenthood. And that's all while they have to worry about whether or not to raise the debt ceiling, another issue coming up this fall.
All right. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams. Thanks.
Thank you.
There's also word that Meredith, the big media company that owns Better Homes and Gardens, Family Circle, and a bunch of TV stations, is being purchased by Media General for $2.33 billion. Meredith's stock is up 10% now. Food manufacturers have been grappling with changing preferences, with many consumers choosing fresh over processed, given a choice. Well, food companies are therefore interested in retail outlets where processed food still thrives, super cheap, dollar-style stores. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Rick Kritchmar works in Shopper Insights at the food giant General Mills, which is headquartered outside Minneapolis. And Kritchmar has been thinking a lot lately about the almighty dollar. Store, that is.
This is a channel that's been growing in itself, and it's also been a channel that's been growing for General Mills.
Sales of General Mills products at dollar stores and drugstores climbed 8% in 2014. It's stuff like snacks, which come in packages that are smaller than what you'd find in a normal grocery store. You're picking up the Chex Mix Hot and Spicy.
And this is a four-pack. So this is a dollar item. So 25 cents per little pack in here.
Kritchmar says dollar store shoppers include older people who want smaller portions and people with limited incomes.
Your paycheck's gone when you get it because, you know, you got to pay rent. I think we're the working poor class, as I call ourselves.
Shirley Sensky, school bus driver, mom of five. She's exactly the kind of dollar store shopper that General Mills guy and other experts described to me. I met her outside a Dollar General near Minneapolis. She had just picked up some Gatorade. And candy.
Is that an impulse buy?
Yes.
Sensky knows she might pay more per ounce for the smaller size stuff at dollar stores, but she can't always afford to buy the giant stock-up sizes.
Sometimes it's cheaper to buy the little things and then save up and get the big items. So it's a matter of what you can afford that month.
Question is, Can food companies afford to make the little packages Shirley Senske wants? John Rand at Kantar Retail says that's not what most companies' production lines are built for.
Can they have manufacturing facilities that are flexible enough to be able to make a run for Costco, a run for Dollar General, and a run for Kroger all in the same day?
As food companies pursue that almighty dollar store market, Rand will be watching to see if they can do so profitably. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
And Greenpeace is slamming some outdoor clothing companies, including several known for their positive environmental records. Greenpeace has a new report today about potentially harmful waterproofing chemicals called PFCs that leach off sporting apparel and end up in the environment. While Adidas and Puma got good marks on this score today, Greenpeace breathed fire on Patagonia, North Face, and Columbia Sportswear, among others, suggesting the companies are not moving fast enough on PFCs. These make fabric breathable but water-resistant. The North Face is quoted calling the shift to safer chemicals a journey. From studios at Montclair State University today, as our New York Bureau gets freshened, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.